Good evening. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. This is Steve Barish speaking. This evening I wanted to talk, if we can, about meditation. Last week and the week before we were talking about the heart, going into the heart and clearing it. And to revise what we were talking about is that it's a simple technique that allows you to go into your heart and bathe in the center of your person. Or in a better word, actually, would be bathe in your own majesty. And what happens is that when you go into the heart is so beautiful. And the light is so beautiful that you can actually sit in there for 15 or 20 minutes or an hour and just bathe. Bathe in the heart when you go halfway finished through the heart. You can actually bathe in it and really, really relax and have a wonderful time. Anyhow, we did a lot of that last week, and we got in touch with the light by standing also in your majesty, allowing the energy from heaven to meet the energy of the earth by going through you and clearing you and going into the earth and clearing the earth all at the same time. But what I wanted to do tonight especially was to talk about meditation and the possibilities of what happens during meditation. So it should be an interesting evening. If there's anybody that needs to call for healing, please don't hesitate to call. I'm more than happy to help you. But the idea of meditation is to totally relax, which is something that we don't do these days. We just take everything for granted and just keep running and running and not really just staying in your own majesty. And so tonight we're going to discuss how to stay in your majesty. The reason I'm talking about the majesty is because we want to open our hearts, we want to open up the chakras, and we want to open up our system to God's nature. We need to profoundly change our nature. And what happens is that when you do that, you become more of God's pilot. You become an instrument for God. And the best way to do that is through meditation, standing in the light, and seeking your own level with your heart, which allows you to go into the heart and open up the prominence and the majesty which is inside of you, and to really, really get in touch with that. That's when you start hearing God. That's when you start feeling His presence. And to be able to live that presence and stay in that presence becomes fairly easy. I remember when I first got in touch with that, that everything that I touched, everything that I did in terms of healing. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
I'm calling from Southern California. I have an 18-year-old daughter in the hospital. She started out with a throat infection, and it ended up affecting the lining around the outside of her heart.
Okay.
And I just wanted to talk to you about that.
Sure, please do.
They've given her some antibiotics and some anti-inflammatories, but the reaction she had was like she was having a heart attack when the heart muscle was inflamed.
Yes.
And so I'm just concerned.
Okay, what I'm doing, I'm in contact with your daughter's heart right now.
Okay.
Are you in the hospital now?
No, I'm just a mile away.
Okay. What I'm doing, I'm entering the heart very slowly.
Okay.
And I'm raising the darkness out. And what we're doing is clearing the heart and clearing everything around the heart.
Okay.
I'm doing that right now. There's a lot of light going in there.
Okay.
what I'm going to do, I'm going to transfer this light from me to you, to your daughter. This way you'll be able to feel. Have you been able to feel energy? Have you?
Yes.
Okay. You should be able to feel your own heart lightening up right now. Can you feel that?
I think maybe I'm a little anxious. I think okay. Yes, but I think yes.
Okay. What I'm doing is creating the energy, the majesty that's in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is that we're going to the outside of the heart. The heart muscle has got a sac.
Yes, that's it.
Right, and that's what she has.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now, and I'm clearing that now.
Okay.
You should be able to feel the energy in your head. Can you feel that now?
Yes, I do.
Good. Because what we're doing is we're opening the heart and clearing the heart muscle, and we're clearing the sac. Your mind will open up all at the same time. So what we're doing is creating a lot of healing.
Yes.
Through you to her, there's nothing closer than mother-daughter, so we're just doing that through you.
Okay.
You should be able to feel yourself a lot more centered right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Right. That's exactly what's happening for your daughter.
Yeah.
Good. How old is she, may I ask? Is she about 18?
Yeah, she's 18.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the words, thank you.
Thank you.
It's not coming from your daughter, it's coming from heaven.
Oh, I thought it might be me. Okay, yes.
So, I guess they're thanking us for helping your daughter.
She's been through a lot since she was about 5 or 6 years old with family members being ill and losing a family member, and then this past July, she lost a grandparent.
Okay.
And she's, I believe the spirit world is trying to help her, but I don't know that she's open up to that. You know, that's a lot of pain to let in.
Yes, that's a lot for an 18-year-old to go through. Now, does somebody else pass away besides grandma?
Yes, her daddy.
Okay, her father passed away.
Yes.
And when did he pass away?
9 years ago.
9 years ago. My God, that child's been through a lot.
Yes, and that's why I think this is, her heart is taking the beating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't think she's processed everything.
Yes.
I don't think she knows how to grieve that well.
Right. Is
the main thing right now is to get her heart in order as fast as we can.
Yes.
Can you feel like you're breathing better?
Oh, yes.
Good.
I'm
she
so
feels
much,
the same
I'm
way.
So much more calm.
Good. She's much more relaxed.
Yeah.
What I would suggest doing, does she meditate at all? Do you meditate?
Yes, I do. And yes, okay. She has, but I...
She has. Okay.
Yes.
I would highly suggest... sitting down with your daughter,
mm-hmm.
and doing meditation with her once a day.
Okay.
Let her get in touch with the grieving process. She hasn't grieved her father.
Okay.
As well as she should have. She still has And your husband, that's your husband?
Yes.
He's right above her.
Yes.
There's a ball of light that's sitting about 4 feet above her.
Yeah.
He's there.
Yeah.
He's concerned.
Yeah.
Your eyes should be lighter. Can you see a little clearer with your eyes right now?
I feel like I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, yes.
I was just sitting here reading a sign.
She's going through the same process. What we're doing is waking her up again.
Okay.
What I would suggest doing is taking a little time doing meditation once or twice a day. Nothing long, no hour. I would say I would do it for about 15 or 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And when she gets better, could you please have her give me a call, and I'll teach her how to stand in Her Majesty or stand in the light, and it'll help tremendously.
Yes, I will. I will.
And what is her name, may I ask?
Reed, R-E-E-D.
Pardon me?
Reed, R-E-E-D.
Reed, okay. Great. Well, she's getting better.
Thank you.
She's getting a lot better.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Are you at the hospital now?
Yes, but I didn't pull in the parking garage because I didn't want to lose you on my cell phone.
Okay. Tell her that she's very much loved.
I will tell her she is very much loved.
And tell her that everybody in heaven is looking down at her.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. And please have her give me a call.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. So what we need to do is to reach inside of ourselves through meditation and allow ourselves to contemplate on who we are. And the best way to do that, believe it or not, is letting go. So we need to allow ourselves. Hello?
Hi, Christopher?
Hi, could you speak up, please? I can't hear.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Very little. Can you speak up a little bit more?
Oh,
that's better.
Okay, hi, Christopher. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, this is Stephen.
Stephen?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it says hosted. You're not, this isn't,
Your name is Steve Barish Healing Hour.
Ah, okay. Okay, this is good because, Stephen, I'm really in need of healing. So I'm at a point now where it's quite, intense and perplexing for me as not really fitting in here on this earth. And,
okay.
Yeah, I know I don't come from this place because it's been very, very difficult for me to function here. And, I'm at a point where there's no past to go back to. I mean, there really isn't. And nobody really of in my life. And I have to go forward. And I'm very frightened because it's kind of a trap place, and there and there is so much joy. My heart is so big, but can you maybe you rather than me doing a lot of the talking, it's very very painful, and I have to find my connection here, Stephen.
How about if we do this?
Okay.
How about if we ground you? How about if we center you? And how about if we put you back on your path? Would that help you?
Okay.
Okay. What I'm going to do is open up your heart.
Okay.
That's it. Very good. Just relax. Just totally relax. That's it. You've been traumatized, honey. That's what you're going through. And what we're going to do, we're going to take that trauma from you. very good. You should feel yourself coming down. Can you feel that there?
I can feel something.
Good. You're going to have to speak up, honey, because your
yes,
voice
is I can feel something, Stephen.
Okay. What is your name, dear?
It's L'Oreal.
L'Oreal, okay.
L'Oreal.
What
yes.
we're doing, L'Oreal, is we're opening your heart. We're opening your gut, and the next thing we're going to be doing is opening up the diaphragm. Now, the diaphragm has a lot of emotional content to it, and it's starting to open now. So you're going to notice you're going to be breathing a lot more, and the emotions that are stored in there are pretty heavy. So what we're going to do is clear that for you. How does that feel?
Oh, I feel something is going on. I feel energy inside.
Good, honey. Good. Just sit still. Go into a meditative state with me, honey.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to talk to you, but I'm going to talk to you very lovingly.
Okay.
Okay. What I need you to do is let go of everything. Let your mind go, honey. I'm right with you. Nothing's going to happen.
Okay.
Other than you're going to get a lot better.
Okay.
Good. We're putting you on your path, honey. Just relax. That's it. Good. You're doing fine. How does that feel to you?
More calm.
That's it. Good. Just relax. You're doing fine. I can see your path in front of you now. It's a straight path, honey. You have a very, very beautiful path. You need to stay on that path, and don't worry about going to the left or the right. You need to stay on the path, honey. The path is opening up to you again. Right in front of you. That's it. You're doing great. You should feel a lot more centered. Can you feel that?
I can.
Good, honey. Now what you need to do for yourself is that you're thinking way too much, honey.
Yeah.
Slow down your mind and keep it very simple.
I have, yeah. Stephen, I have problems with that because I feel very rushed because I feel my time is running out for what it gets in my way. I understand I need to calm, but between the rushing and then the sadness and the loneliness, it just hits me and not having my life in working, relationships, career. I mean, it's just like I know what I need to do, but
Let me explain to you what's happening, honey.
Okay.
The reason that we're slowing you down is because we want to make everything a little bit more rational for you.
Okay.
What happened is you're going so fast that you've lost your rationale. So what we're doing is slowing you down.
Okay.
I'm putting you in simplicity.
Okay.
Which means basically that you're going to be thinking more singularly instead of more dimensionally.
Mm-hmm.
What you did was open up doors, honey. It was a little bit too much for you. So what we're doing is slowing that process down for you a little bit.
Okay.
It just was going a little bit too fast. So what we're doing is we're not shutting them down completely, but what we're doing is shutting them down to let you have a breather so you can get your focus back again. That's what I'm doing now.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What happened is that you're just going at 50,000 miles an hour when your body and your mind is made to do 1,000 miles an hour.
Okay.
Okay, that's the whole idea of it. That's what we're doing. I understand that you're said, where do you live at, dear?
I live in New York.
You live in New York City itself?
I live in Queens, New York.
In Queens, New York. Okay.
Yeah.
When's the last time you went out for a wonderful walk?
I haven't had a wonderful walk for a while.
Okay.
And I love nature. I mean,
yes,
I'm a nature person. I'm an animal person. My life does not reflect who I am. It's
all right. Now let me explain to you, honey. I'm slowing you down.
Okay.
So your life will reflect who
you are.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. You need to slow down. You need to do meditation every day. You're not meditating at all.
No, because my mind just doesn't do it.
What happened, honey, is that you're doing 50,000 miles an hour on a planet that's doing 1,000 miles an hour. So you need to slow everything down, keep it simple, and try to be rational as you possibly can. And what I mean by being rational, and the words that I'm using, it's not to deter from where you're at. What we're trying to do is giving you a feeling of where you're at. Now you're on your path again, honey.
Okay.
And you have a lot of black coming out of you. I'm trying not to scare you, but there's a lot of stuff coming out of you that you don't need anymore.
No, I want it to come out. You can, I'd like you to be honest with me.
I am being very honest with you.
Okay, Stephen.
Okay, so just enjoy where you're going.
All right.
When you wake up in the morning, you have to know where you're coming from and where you're going to by the end of the day.
Right, because
so what
almost
we're doing
every...
is, listen to me.
Okay, Stephen.
What we're doing is, and the reason I'm using what, there's a lot of guides. I'm talking to your guides, and I'm talking to your angels as I'm talking to you.
Okay.
And they want to help you as much as they can.
Okay.
But you're not allowing them to do that because your mind is running so fast.
Right. Okay.
So what I'm doing
is telling
you they want you to slow down.
All right.
And they want you to unwind your mind and keep it as simple as you possibly can.
Okay.
That's the way that your mind will get healthy again.
Okay, Stephen, thank you.
Now you're on your path, honey. You're grounded. And you need to slow down, honey. May I ask your age?
Oh, Stephen, I'm in my 50s.
You're in your 50s.
I'm way behind.
You're not way behind, honey.
I mean, in some ways, in earth stuff, I'm behind, you know, that's the rush, but I'm...
Try this on for size, honey.
Okay.
Try this on. I want you tomorrow, when you get up, around 9 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning, I want you to go out, put your best shoes on, sneakers, a nice pair of jeans, a nice warm coat, and go out and go for a good walk.
All right.
If you need to, take a train, go to Washington Square, go wherever you want to, and just relax in the square, hug a tree, go out into the woods.
I do hug trees.
Yes, well, evidently you haven't done it in a while.
In a while.
And trees really will help you, honey. We're all connected. There's nothing that's disconnected on Mother Earth. Every everything and everybody here, and I'm talking about trees as a body, are here to enlighten us and to help us.
I know, yes.
So you need to slow down. Slow down your mind. I can help you so far, honey, but you need to help yourself at the same time. So would you do me a favor? Would you get up and take a walk tomorrow?
Yes.
What you need to do is write down what you did tomorrow. Tomorrow is another day. Have you had dinner tonight?
No.
Okay. Is there a place in your neighborhood that you can go out and have a nice meal?
I don't think I want to go out by myself in the neighborhood.
Would you go out by yourself in the morning?
Yeah, I'll take a walk, yeah.
Okay, do you have food in your home, honey?
Yeah.
Okay, then you make yourself a nice dinner. Think about tomorrow where you would like to go for a walk, and what you need to do is walk every day.
Okay.
Walk about a mile, at least a mile tomorrow, and that'll help you tremendously.
Can you see that my path of my connection here will open?
Mother Earth invites you to be on the planet, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You were born on this planet, and you have to enjoy this planet for what it is. It's very, very wonderful. It's very loving, and it's very compassionate. Sometimes what happens is that we get lost, and we have the feeling of being lost. And I'm giving you the feeling back of not being lost. So you're on your path, honey. Whatever you do with it is very important to you. Okay, but you are on your path, honey. I'm looking right in front of you, and I can see the path, so you're there. You're a lot more grounded.
Okay.
And I'm being told by your angels and your guides that they love you very much and they want to help you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I love them too. That's why I've been able to stay here. I connect with them, but the physical connections are very lacking for a person on this earth. I mean, it's so. Is there anything you can, it's so bizarre, Stephen, that I've been, without basic loved ones or thinking or lost of the ones. It's very dramatic, Stephen, this area.
Let me explain to you what we've done.
Okay.
You're connected to the universe and you're connected to the planet. I've opened up your heart.
Okay.
What I need you to do is to go into your heart.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to take you into your heart. It should make you a lot easier, but you need to relax going into it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So I want you to just physically and mentally connect with me. That's it. Very good. Okay, we're going to go right into your heart. That's it. Good. You're going into your heart. That's it. Just relax, honey. Just relax. Good. It's very, very good, honey. Just relax. You're doing fine. Okay. Just relax. You're in your heart. We're going to get to the point of where there's a lot of light. A lot of love. Keep going in. Just relax. Very good. Are you starting to see light? Can you feel the light, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it?
I can.
Good, honey. Let's just stop here for a minute. There's the light right there. Just stop here a minute and bathe in the light of your own majesty. That's it. Very good. You feel the calmness now?
Yes.
Good, honey. All right, we're going to bring you out of your heart. We're going to put you back in your mind again. That's it. You're coming out of your heart. That's very good. Okay, I need you to disconnect from me. I'm going to disconnect from you. That's it. Just allow yourself to, that's it. How does it feel to you?
Better, more calm.
Good, honey.
Yeah, thank
you. Your voice is not so strident. It's very, very clear.
Thank you.
Okay. Enjoy that, honey.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy that. You run into a problem. You can give me a phone call. Get your, do you have a pen and pencil?
Okay. Yes.
And paper, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Write down this phone number.
Okay.
It's 585.
Mm-hmm.
746-8321. That's my personal cell phone.
Thank you.
You run into a problem, give me a call. But what I want you to do is to bathe in your heart. The energy will last for you forever. Okay? And you're a lot calmer, honey. So try to relax with it. Go for a walk. Every time you walk, you're going to start feeling a lot better about who you are. Okay?
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to give you the first saying I ever got from God.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance. A flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. Do you want to repeat that, please?
Yeah, okay. The truth to me is, the truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, key to my, I want to write it again because I was.
Okay, a key to my soul.
Okay, all right, there.
Okay, the truth.
The truth to me is very profound. It is
a balance.
It is a balance.
A flower.
A flower.
A key to my soul.
A key to my soul.
Of never ending.
Of never ending. Of never ending.
Of never ending love.
Of never ending love.
To myself.
To myself.
Repeat that, please.
Okay. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself.
Yes.
Stephen, I thank you for so many blessings. I felt, just the shift from, that the aloneness and just your love, your connection to me is really a quite a gift. And I want you to know that I'm very, very appreciative it's been quite a journey for me, and I have a lot of gifts that and just love to bring through, and I need to be free here. And
well, you're free, honey. You're talking in past tense.
Okay.
Okay, you have the freedom to express your own expression now. What I would highly suggest doing is when you're going for a walk tomorrow.
Okay.
Just take a pen or a pencil and a pad. And you're going to hear a voice. It'll be nature's voice. And it'll speak to you very lovingly. Write down what you hear.
Okay.
And adhere to it.
Excuse me?
Write down what you hear.
Right.
And adhere to it.
Right.
Adhere. It'll be beautiful. It's not going to be anything that's not life-affirming. It'll be all life-affirming.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
How do you feel?
I do, and I feel like I want to continue. It's like talking to you. You know, everything seems okay, and I like the feeling of connection, and I just want it more. You know, true connection.
Well,
you've
made a big connection with your heart, honey. You've made a big connection. We're all connected together, dear. Don't ever think that you're alone. We're all connected. There's no disconnection from anybody. We're all connected, honey. There's no disconnection. The only disconnection we make is in our mind, but spiritually we're all connected together. That's the way God made us. No matter where you're at, no matter what you do, you're connected, honey.
Stephen, what is your website? Because I guess at the time it had a different...
Oh, very good, yes. It's Stephen A. Barish.
Stephen
A.
And S-T-E-P-H-E-N?
Right, Stephen, that's good, thank you. Stephen A. Barish, B-A-R-I-S-H.
And is it an A period?
Yes, A as in Aaron.
B-A-R-R-I-S-H.
No. B-A-R-I-S-H.
Okay, B-A-R-I-S-H.
At www.bbsradio.com.
Okay.
Okay, so if you need to write to me, just write to me. I'll answer you. I'm a lousy typist, but I'll write to you. It might take me 15 minutes to make one line, but I'll do the best I can. I know a lot about energy, but I know nothing about a computer.
That makes sense. I mean, although we need to use these tools, I totally understand. What part of the world are you in?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, you're in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you're not...
Rochester. As a matter of fact, I'll be down in New York City. If you want, honey, write this down. I'm going to be down with Dr. Fred Bell.
Ah.
At the symposium. It's going to be at the New Yorker Hotel. And it will be March 28th and 29th that I'll be there. I'm leaving on the 30th to come back home.
What kind of event is it?
What, dear?
What kind of event is going on?
Oh, it's a gathering of a lot of energy people.
Okay.
I forget what the expo. I believe
it's the expo.
The expo, honey. So I'm going to be there. And if you want, please look for me. I'll take you out for dinner.
Oh, I will look for you.
Thank you.
We'll
chat and
I accept that invitation. That would be wonderful. I would definitely.
Okay.
Do you have your booth number yet?
No, I don't have
a
booth number. But take a look for us, and you'll find me at Dr. Fred Bell.
I would definitely.
It's paradigm.com.
New paradigm.
But we don't have a booth yet, honey. I don't know what the booth number is. I have a I have a room at the Hotel New Yorker, but I don't know even what that is, to be honest with you.
I will definitely look for you there, and I have your phone number, and you've given me many, many gifts and blessings and help, you know, on this call. And I
the idea of it is, dear, this is the idea of it. The idea is if we can make one person happy.
Yeah.
We make the whole world happy.
That's true. And that's what I want to do too. And that's why I feel that I'm here. And also the same thing with animals. That's a very strong, if I can find my way to do that work, that's really what's aching me inside because, the past. That I need to do, you know, first I have to be together and grounded here and that, you know, and be at peace and then to do my work. So it's not a matter of just...
You're missing a very big word, honey.
Loving myself.
You got it.
You see, I'm pretty smart, but I'm... that's why it's been crazy. I'm very intelligent, but the earth stuff has been perplexing to me, Stephen.
All right, let me give you an old saying, an old Tibetan saying, honey.
Okay.
The oxen is slow, but the earth is patient.
Hmm.
The oxen is slow, but the earth is patient.
Oxen.
And you need to realize that the earth loves you.
Mm.
I love you. Everybody loves you, honey. You have to realize that everybody cares. The people that are in touch in the light care.
Mm.
And I care about you as a person. I want you to be the best that you can possibly be.
That's
what I can do. I can help you as much as I possibly can, but you have to realize that you need to help yourself too at the same time.
Yes, yes. Well, I also, I feel so much love for you and for my family in spirit, you know, that, I know they're there, and I feel like I need to be proud of myself and for them to be proud of me too, and I feel
they
like
are
I've
proud
been,
of you, honey.
Are they really
they
proud?
They are actually very proud of you. You need to allow yourself to breathe in the light of love, honey. You breathe in the light of love, and you're going to be fine. So what you need to do is say to yourself as you're breathing in, I'm going to teach you this technique. You breathe in like that all the way through your body, and you say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. That will open you up, honey. That'll keep you straight as an arrow. Can you feel the energy flowing through you now?
Yeah.
Good.
Stephen,
and it's important for you to realize that we're all connected together. There's no disconnection, honey. I keep saying that to you because I want you to realize that you're not by yourself. When one person is hurting, the whole world hurts, honey.
Mm.
That's why we want you to get better.
Oh, Stephen, you're a beautiful human being. You're a beautiful spirit human being. I feel so grateful. And
I can't hear you, honey. I'm sorry.
I feel so grateful. You're a beautiful being. And
Oh, thank you.
I wish that you would just. I know you're my friend, but that you were really in my life. You know, like that kind of friend. Because
I am in your life.
You are. You are.
Of course.
You're an old connection made new that part of my life family had led me to you also.
It's very important to realize whatever I'm doing for you, honey, you can do for others.
Yes, that's...
Okay, and that's really important for you to realize that whatever I'm doing for you, you can do the same thing, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very simple thing, to realize that there's so much love on the planet, honey.
Yeah.
So don't miss out on it. Just connect.
Right. I don't want to.
Now.
Yeah.
So
oh, you're the best.
I have to run. There's probably a lot of people that need to be here.
All right. Thank you for suspending the time. And, I'm grateful, and you're the best. And okay, so I will definitely look for you at the expo and be in touch with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself.
Thank you from my heart, Stephen. Thank you.
Thank you too. Bye bye.
Take care.
What we need to do with meditation is to learn to be as calm as we possibly can. And when we're calm and when we're slow and when our thoughts are clear, we can help ourselves and help our neighbors all at the same time, because, as I said to this young lady that was on the radio with us tonight for about 15 or 20 minutes, that it's very important to realize that we're all connected together and that we can make such a difference, a profound difference with one person. Some people are lost, and we can actually help them get back on their path and allow that to happen through meditation, through God's love, through love of self. And that's so important. Once you're strong within yourself and once you have meaning and you understand who you are, you can really, really help a lot of people. You can help the trees, the planet, animals, whatever you want to attract. You can do that universally. Hello?
David?
Yes?
Hi, this is Sharon. I was wondering if I could get a healing, please.
Could you speak up a little bit, honey? I'm sorry.
Could I get a healing, please, with my sinuses?
Sure. Your name is Karen?
Sharon.
Sharon. Sharon as in Sherlock?
Correct.
Good. Where are you calling from, Sharon?
New York.
Oh, New York. Wow, I've been getting a lot of phone calls from New York. Very good. Okay, you should be able to feel that opening up in your sinuses right now. There we go. Can you feel your head getting lighter?
I think so. I have such a headache. It's hard.
Okay, I'm checking your body right now. You're dehydrated, honey.
I've been drinking a lot of water.
You need to drink more.
Okay.
You need to drink a lot more. How many ounces of water are you drinking a day, may I ask?
I drink about maybe 3 quarts of water a day.
You need to drink more. Your body wants more water for some odd reason. It really wants it now.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, but meantime, we're opening up your sinuses. Can you feel the back of your head? You should be able to feel the back of your head right now. What's happening is the sinuses in the back of your head are being touched right now, and they're being cleared. Matter of fact, my sinuses are opening up from doing your sinuses, so that's a good thing. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Good, honey. You should be able to feel your eyes opening up more. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Good. Feel yourself grounding a lot more?
I do.
Good, dear. Okay, you're slowing down a little bit. That's really, really good. What I need you to do is just breathe through your nose and right up through your sinuses.
Much better.
Yep.
Oh, much better.
How does that feel to you? A lot better?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, honey.
Blessings.
Thank you so much for calling, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So anyhow, that's what we can do. Anybody worth their salt on this planet can do it. And what I mean by that, everybody has gifts, There's not a person on this planet that does not have gifts. All we need to do is get in touch with that love. And love can heal us no matter where we're at or what we're doing. So the best thing that we can do is love ourselves. Then we can love everybody else. We can love anybody that we touch. And it's so important to realize that we have the ability to heal everybody on this planet, no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing. We have the ability to do that. And that's something that we need to talk about at some point. I know it's a lot to swallow in one evening, but it's very important to realize that we're all connected. God made us all connected together. And the way to prove that is through the healing that God has given me and a lot of other healers. I'm not the only one on the planet that's doing this wonderful work. Dr. Valerie Olmsted in Arizona is another person who's a great healer. Dr. Fred Bell, who makes the devices, nuclear receptors, he owns Paradigm, and he's done so much wonderful work for the planet. So there are a few of us on the planet that are really, really very sincere in what we do. And I believe that Dr. Valerie is on Tuesday nights. If you're on Eastern Standard Time, it's 10 o'clock. And I believe in Sedona time where she lives is 7 o'clock at night. Dr. Fred Bell is on Friday nights. He's on at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. our time here in New York. What we need to do is just, if we get back to meditation, I'm sorry about that, but what we need to do is to connect with ourselves through meditation. We need to slow our minds down, and by slowing our minds down, we can actually speed up the spiritual process. I think the best way I can put this, please, I'm Jewish, so I don't understand the New Testament, but I do understand what happened with Jesus when he came out of the desert, and when God said to him, "Now I've got the means to be able to work with the iron." What he was talking about was working with Jesus and making him a perfect human being, as he did with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and so forth. So there's a lot to be thankful for. All we need to do is be in touch with that energy, and there's nothing that we can't do. It's impossible to fail. There's no such thing as failure. What we need to do is just keep practicing and understanding what's going on and what we need to do for ourselves. And through love, through discipline of mind, we can help everybody on the planet, including ourselves, which is what we need to do anyhow, because pure love has to be with us before we can actually heal somebody else. So please try to understand what I'm saying, that God heals us when the metal is ready, when the metal is right. We need to be in God's nature. We don't need to be in our own nature. We need to be in God's nature. So please do a lot of meditation. Find out who you are. And you'll find some wonderful things about yourself. And we all have gifts. They're different. Everybody on this planet has different gifts. And that's the wonderful part about it. It doesn't make a difference of the color of the person. God loves us all the same. As a matter of fact, we need to learn to love each other no matter what the cost, no matter what we need to do. We need to learn that color is only the word of love, and that's all that it is. We're no different on the inside. We're no different on the outside. The only difference we have on the outside is what we make ourselves. And so love only comes in one color. And love and pure white light is that color. So please, whatever you do, try to understand through meditation, through truth of ourselves, through truth of our neighbors. Be open, be honest with yourself, and through that you'll be able to do tremendous healing on yourself and tremendous healing through the earth. And the earth needs so much healing. We always put love into the earth and try to love ourselves even more. As we love ourselves more, we can do so much beautiful work on the planet. So try to be in contact with that, and I think you'll really love that. And the way to do that is through meditation. And meditation is just the silence of the mind. It's the idea of slowing down the mind and be able to get rid of all the noise in the mind. The noise is very loud. Sometimes people think it's 50,000 miles an hour. And through meditation, you can actually slow that down. And through that, you will actually be able to feel yourself, to be able to feel the love within yourself. So try to meditate. Meditation is just a process of being able to slow yourself down enough to feel the heart, enough to be able to heal yourself and to love yourself. And that's where it all leads, is pure love. So we need to do that, and we need to be able to love everybody on the planet, including ourselves. And please understand that loving yourself first is the way that God wants us to be. And through that love, we'll be able to get in touch with God's love. Or even, He is connected to us all the time. That connection is never broken. He's our Father. He's our Mother. He's everybody to us. What we need to do is to realize that once that connection is made, it's never broken. And what we do by meditation is that we already have that connection, but what we do is make it so we feel it more. And that's the way of growth, and it's very, very important to do. So please, take somebody, hold their hand, teach them meditation. And I think it'll improve. If you can improve one person by 1%, think of how much the world will be so much better just by that 1%. And it's so, so important to do. I want to thank a couple of people, Dr. Fred Bell and Dr. Valerie Olmsted. And I want to thank you all out there so much for calling in and listening and trying to understand what I'm saying to help you as much as I possibly can. So have a wonderful evening, good night, and sweet dreams, and God bless. Bye-bye.